Thank you for calling Hawken Major.
What company did I call?
You called in Huff and Major.
Who?
Huff and Major.
Do you guys do apps?
Yes, ma'am. We do mobile applications.
Oh, okay. I think I was talking to Rick.
Oh, Mr. Rick Martin.
Mm-hmm.
And can I know your name?
Yeah, it's Kendra McDowell, and he was going to send me some he was going to send me over a budget.
Ms. Kendra,
like a scope
yeah,
of
I
work.
Worked with you yesterday.
Yes.
All right. He was actually working on the document. I just have to take a follow-up with him if it's complete or not. Actually, he has just stepped out for a short coffee break.
Oh, that's fine. That's totally fine. I could not find the website nowhere. And I was getting nervous, and he was so good. Like, talking to him was so good. And I really want to work with you guys, and I had a deadline for the grant, but I kind of just threw a number in there to talk about it. But can you also let him know that he can visit the website? My SSL, I didn't know this, but every year the certificate expires, and I guess it expired, and I didn't update it. You know what I'm saying? So because he was going to check out a website, so you can tell him that he can view the website. And then I'm going to be – can I give you – well, he has my email address, so
– I don't think so. He has your email address because I texted him while I'm talking to you, and he told me –
Oh, well, let me give
that,
you my email address.
Yes, please.
Okay, so my email address is Kendra, K-E-N-D-R-A, Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, 312@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And then I'm calling from my office number, but I can give my cell phone number where he can, you know, if he has any questions or anything.
717-888-0230.
Yes, but I'm also going to give him my, I get so many calls on this number that are weird, so I'm going to give you my exclusive cell phone number because I answer calls that I don't know on that one. This is my accounting firm phone, so I get so many calls. So I don't miss his phone. He can reach me at 717-333-9796. He can call this one too, but if I don't have it LinkedIn, I wouldn't know. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, of course. 717-333-9796.
Mm-hmm. So he has both, so they're both good. It's just that if I don't know where the number is calling from, sometimes I might miss it if I don't know what is coming. But, yeah, tell them to check out Adventures of the Uh-Ohs because that's what we were talking about and that I look forward to, you know, receiving the document and going over those details.
Okay, the email address, I'm just repeating it. Just correct me if I've put it down correctly. It's KENDRANICOLE. 312@gmail.com, right?
Mm-hmm. And how do you spell the company? Because I couldn't even find it in my search. I was like, what did I click on?
It's maybe you have clicked on an ad advertisement from our company, which is direct marketing, so we can also take your application or whatever the work you are doing right now to next level, right? You have already seen our marketing because we got you through our marketing, right? So the name
of the
company,
then I couldn't find it. I was like, wow, what happened? I thought I was like, wow, this is weird. So, yeah.
That's okay.
But what's the name of the
– It's Hoff, H-O-F-F.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Then the symbol and
– Uh-huh.
M-A-Z-O-R.
Macro, Hoss and Macro?
Macro, Alpha,
mm-hmm.
Zebra, Oscar, Romeo.
Mm-hmm.
Search I'm on call with you, yeah?
Hoss and Mazur? Okay,
yeah.
Let's see. Is that what it's, hold on. Hoss and Missouri. I don't know if I'm spelling it right. Well, I just need to get the email. At least I have your number. I don't think I'm spelling it right. What do I? So can you spell the second
H
thing again
O.
for me?
Okay, I'll repeat it one more time. It's a H as in hammer, O as in Oscar, F as in Fred, F as in Fred. The symbol of and. That's shift 7. Okay, then Mizor, M as in Mary, A as in Alpha, Z as in zebra, O as in Oscar, R as in Romeo.
It brings up different things.
Okay, so just replace the symbol of and with the letter N, N as in Nancy.
Okay. Hoff and Mazur. Let's see. Okay, there, finally. Okay, Hoff and Mazur. So it's the N, the letter N is what made it come up.
Yeah, for the website, it's letter N, but for our other, like if you would want to check our Trustpilot, our Clutch, okay, Good Firms page for all the reviews and
Oh, no, I
everything.
just wanted the website again. That's
Oh,
all. I
okay.
just couldn't
Oh,
even find the website. Yeah, I was
right.
trying to, so I can even look at it because when I was writing it, I didn't even have a company to reference because like I said, I couldn't even remember.
Oh, you're
So
good. That's nice.
If you can email Rachel, just let me know that I'm anxiously awaiting the
Yeah, I've
information and.
forwarded your super secret number and your email address to.
Everybody has a number like that now, especially if your business cell phone has become client based, right?
I'm an introvert number with only one number. Now that's gone too public, so I'm thinking to learn something from you. I'll get another number now.
No, seriously, because it's like you want to have, like, if you really want it, I believe in self care, and if you really want to disconnect sometimes. It's nice to be able to know that people like family and friends, unless you have a WhatsApp, right? You
Well,
can separate it, but
if I want to disconnect, then why would I even have a number on? I'll just switch off my phone and I'll
because your
go to the
parents, I mean, because
mountain.
like your parents, your children, your wife, or anybody could want to talk to you. So it's where you can disconnect from work, but maybe connect to your immediate people in case they needed you. That's all.
Okay, maybe it's the other way around for me. I have to connect to work and just let go of people. People is something that I'm not very. What you say, attracted to? Okay, I might be attracted to a lot of work. I'll engage myself 24/7 with work, but yeah, not with people.
I love it. And Mikey, like you said, remember Mikey from Life Serial? He doesn't like anything.
Well, it
Wow, this
happens.
is
Like,
fun.
okay, it's just like for you, it's like ice and fire, right? So it's making. A perfect balance. You're saying that you would be happy with your peer, sorry, your family and close ones. It's like, no, I'm into work, so it's like ice and fire, and it's giving a perfect balance to life. And of course, that's how it should be. Too much fire can burn the house.
Right. No, I work hard too, because I'm at work now, and I
I'm not
spent an
taking
hour trying
anything
to find
away
you guys.
from you. I'm so
Look,
sorry.
I spent an hour trying to find you guys. I'm like, where? I searched everywhere. So follow me. I said, well, how can I even figure out the number? Because it didn't happen. It happened a couple of days ago. And I'm like, oh my God. So here I am calling all these random numbers. Ugh.
Okay. Well, good on you. Well, thank you for trying so hard. And I hope that
Yeah.
Rick was good with you. He's one of the best
Oh, he was
people we have.
very, very chill. That's why I went through what I went through to try to find you guys because he was very knowledgeable and yeah, he lit the fire, so he initiated that contact so we can proceed.
Good on him. Okay, so. I believe another thing, Rick sent me a question over here. Let me just quickly pull out his conversation one more time. He asked me what is you're asking for, because he told me that tell her I texted her for her email address, so I actually got it and I sent it to him. And then he asked me what is she saying over the call, and I told him that you're asking for like budget and a document describing the application, something like this, right? Okay, that's the scope of work document and the proposal document with
timeline.
Yeah,
because he said the other one would take a little longer, but he said that he could get me something a little sooner.
Well, if you're talking about prices and timeline, that's something that comes sooner. But if you're talking about the scope of the work document, it's like that. We have to sit down and brainstorm every.
So I need whatever he can produce. Yeah, I need whatever he can produce quickly that at least tells me the number and what does that number mean, you know?
Mm-hmm. So what's doable for
right.
you, if you don't mind me asking?
So we have an initiative. It's called Reading is Cool, but I don't think we're going to call the app that yet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to pick another name for the app. And so the app is going to be for children,
mm-hmm.
Ages 6 to 12, and it's going to be where our apps live. And then we also have a parenting podcast, too. So it'll be a place where, you know, kids can go there, but then if parents wanted to tag on, maybe we can have them, parents click here, right? And that would take them to the parent resources. And so we have a variety of different podcasts that we just want kids to access to, you know, kind of give them something alternative to social media, but, you know, fun. So
mm-hmm.
brings out my creative side. So
right.
we have a bedtime story podcast, and then we have an interactive reading show. And then the email that was the website, he'll be able to see, like, how it all comes together. It started
mm-hmm.
kind of during the pandemic. We trademarked the uh-ohs. So you have to go to Adventures of the uh-ohs. So that's
mm-hmm.
Adventures with an S of T-H-E, and then it's uh-ohs. uhohs.com,
mm-hmm.
and then it kind of tells you like a little bit about it, and then I think on there I might have the one podcast. So
mm-hmm.
you know, part of making things accessible to kids is how can you get it in their hands instead of, you know, just having it on a tablet going to a website. And so I thought about the app, like creating the app that, you know, that we can have for both Android and Apple.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of what sparked that conversation.
All right. Okay. And you guys have spoken about the budget, you and Rick?
Talked about who?
The budget.
Yeah, so that's what he's going to be giving me, the information supporting the numbers. He said he had to run the numbers, so that's what I was waiting for, was the numbers.
Okay, but do you have, like, something in your mind?
I mean, he said there's different things that we can do. So I figure, like, you know, whatever we can do, that
whatever we can do, we should do
whatever we can do now, right? But leaving it open to scale as we grow.
Of course. All
you
the
see
applications,
what I'm saying?
All the applications work like this. If you see, even the most famous ones, for example, the most famous social media applications, if you're talking about Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm.
There
mm-hmm.
are regular updates within the application. Okay. First, it was just
mm-hmm.
communication. They use communities, groups, they introduce games, then it's a whole marketplace in it. Okay, then they introduced Messenger, and then in Messenger they activated audio messages, then they activated videos, then you can actually make video calls. So there are so many things how you can upscale your application with the technology and ideas. So you can always do that. And the best thing that whenever we are creating an application, we use open source code. So whatever the technology comes in, we can actually integrate it and like take the application that way. So it's always scalable 100%.
Right. And I thought that was a good idea because, it'd be a nice way to kind of, whether we're within that, like whatever kind of market we're in, we can kind of say, hey, and I think the way investors are now, they like seeing that app associated with it. Even if it's just a prototype, they like seeing that, there's way for people to take, to connect, I'm sorry. And then there's also ways to scale just from the app. Eventually from, offering premium services. So he and I, we talked about a lot of different variations. And I think once I see the document, he and I can revisit. And then he didn't get a chance to see the website too when we were talking, so he might have other ideas. So I'm not 100% sure where he would advise us to do. So I'm open,
So you told me about the SSO certificate expiration. So have you guys got
Oh, that's what I did. Yeah,
expired?
it took me 2 days to figure out what was wrong. Yes, it's fixed. That's why I told you to tell him
Okay,
that he
so
can go look at the website now.
update again. So I'll just send him a text about it.
Yeah, so it's Adventures with an S,
Adventures. Okay.
of OFTHEO, I mean, hold on, OHS.com, uh-ohs.com. So uh-ohs are our characters, right? So it's Adventures of the Adventure. I've been said it so much. Adventure of the uh-ohs. So it's plural. Adventures of the uh-ohs, and you'll see like a world that pops up.
Adventures of the Oh.
Uh-ohs with the S, yep, dot com.
UHOHS.com. Okay, yep. We can open it. Right. SSL certificate is important actually because it protects you from hackers.
Oh yeah, but what happened was it didn't expire, but I guess every year you have to, something she said, re
You have to
like it's
renew it.
a no, not renew. Because it wasn't due for renewal. It wasn't due for renewal. At register, we use register.com. So she said every year the certificate has to be reauthenticated,
Yeah,
and that date
we
is
are
different.
authenticated. It's just that it works just like a subscription plan, okay, for all
Yeah,
three
but see,
things.
our yeah, but she used a different word because our renewal date isn't until like. I think she even said August, but the certificate was expiring. And maybe I think they do it maybe a month prior just so that you already have, like, it doesn't do what it did. I don't know.
Well, there are
But,
three things
so.
for a website that works in a subscription way. One is its domain. The other is its hosting server. The third one is SSL certificate. Okay?
Yeah,
These.
they're different, like meaning I paid for those differently. So what happened was when I got the SSL, I actually purchased it in May, and I guess they did it in a weird thing where what I paid for went all the way to August. However, it had to be renewed. She said something in June. I said June. I didn't even know. But anyway, they fixed it right away, and it took them a day or two to figure out because at first they didn't even know what was wrong because they kept applying the old certificate. And then they finally fixed it today. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. All the information that you have given me, I've passed it to Mr. Rick. Your email address, the website with the renewed SSO certificate, of course, the number. And whatever the conversation we had. So he will complete his document, okay, and he might give you a call in between if you need something from your side, and you guys can kick off from there, okay? I'll just let him know that we also have a good conversation, and he should give you better prices.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Ah, no problem. You've been working very hard searching us for a whole for an old.
You go to the website? Did you get a chance to look at it?
The adventures of
whenever. You don't have to do it right now, but check it out.
Once I'm done with this call, I'm also in between a document for my client. So document is something that is actually the main core part of our jobs, okay? And it takes a lot of energy and concentration when we are drafting it. So normally what we try to do is we isolate ourselves when we are drafting a document. So, and it takes a lot of energy, a lot of time. It literally drains us out, okay? Having a conversation over a call, we can talk for about like 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, discussing the ideas and everything. But once we have to
But the website has nothing to do with the app. I just was giving you a backdrop of kind of like how the idea started. But yeah, the website has nothing to do with the app. I just was sharing it so that you could see the little, thingies. But you don't have to do it now.
I'll ask him to have a look because that will give him an idea how it all started. So it might help him while drafting the scope of a document. Let's see.
Yeah, no, that's fine. And I appreciate it. Look, we love better pricing. The better pricing, the better. So give it to us good.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I am going to call it a day. I think my mind cannot fathom anything more. So I appreciate it. And I look forward to working with you guys. And have a great evening. Well, it's evening here, Eastern time.
It's almost evening over here too. Well, I appreciate you calling in and discussing and providing the information you wanted me to share with Rick. Thank you so much, and I'll let you go for the day now. Have a wonderful day ahead. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.